Okay, now I'm sure a lot of us can relate to being separated from a parent or a carer briefly, whether that's, you know, you're in a shopping centre or a crowd or maybe even in a time of illness. If you think back to that, it's a really traumatic experience, and particularly for children, and it can cause fear, anxiety, sadness, and maybe even anger. But what's it like for the children of parents who are caught up in the criminal justice system? When a parent is suddenly away for months or even years, and when a child has to navigate things like shame and the fear of being ostracized and often having to move to a new community and school with no peers or support network. Well, Shine for Kids believes in the power of early intervention and education. It works to reduce the negative effects of parental imprisonment on children and young people. Now, I'm now joined by Andrew Kew, who's the CEO for Shine for Kids. And one of their unique programs is called Storytime. Now, Storytime enables parents in custody to maintain and strengthen their bond with their children by taking a role in their child's education, and also, at the same time, helping to improve their own literacy skills. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
Yeah, look, what are the statistics like in New South Wales for children who have a parent in prison?
Yes, unfortunately, they're not good. Like nationally, we have 77,000 children that are suffering from parental incarceration. So, as you mentioned, there's a lot of negative effects on these children.
Right. And so what are some of those consequences? Have you seen them firsthand, or have you seen them with children that you're working with?
Yeah, firsthand, definitely. And children we're working with. Just the separation anxiety, the not being able to contact mum or dad when they would like to, not having them around. Obviously, there's stigmatism from other children at school and in the community.
Yeah, right. And I understand there's quite an interesting fact that those children are five times more likely to end up in prison themselves. Is that correct?
Yeah, five to six times more likely to end up in prison themselves. And that's why our programs, we see them as early intervention also to try and break that cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the opportunities for parents in prison to maintain contact with their children other than visiting hours, let's say?
Yeah, so they're quite limited at the moment. You know, we're working with governments and corrections to try and increase video visits and other opportunities, but nothing, you know, takes away from a face-to-face visit. Shine for Kids, one of our particular programs is Child Parent Days, which are very successful, and they're an extended visit. So these kids get to come in for 4 hours, and there's a lot more physical contact with mum or dad. And we just had one in Wellington in New South Wales country last Friday, actually. And one of the little boys who was in tears when he was going home saying, you know, he hadn't had that opportunity to play with dad like that for many years. So, it's quite emotional to see that happening.
Oh, my God, it's very emotional. I'm welling up here. Yeah. I'm welling up here because I was thinking that. I was thinking the parent-child hug, you know. We all take that. We all take touch so for granted. But for a young child who their parent is incarcerated, that's just something.
Yeah, definitely. And I had another one, again, where, you know, 18-month-year-old daughter who came to one of those days and had basically, dad's been locked up since she was born. And those days we just bring the children in. We don't bring the other partner or carer in. So the parent has an opportunity to bond with their children. And this guy had said to me that he hadn't slept for 2 weeks, not knowing how his daughter was going to bond or react to spending 4 hours with him. And, they just had the most wonderful day together. And I've sort of followed him in other locations around New South Wales as he's been moved around. And his daughter's continued to come in for visits. And that's been great as well.
Wow, that's so powerful. Okay, tell us about the Storytime program. How does it work?
Yeah, Storytime is really a recordable book that we can take in. And mums and dads can read and record this story, and then it's sent home and can be used at home for, you know, bedtime stories, and can work both ways.
That's so sweet. Kids. Okay, so yeah. You have a specific book and you take in the recording device and you kind of facilitate that, let's say, recording situation, and then you provide that audio to the family.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Ah, and what if the parent has, you know, maybe poor literacy skills, or how do you guide them through that?
Yeah, look, our staff, both inside the prison and at home, can sort of work with these families to improve that. And another one of our programs is our RISE education program that we work with schools, and we have mentors that we train up and send into the schools to work with these children. To help them. Sometimes it's just about ensuring they turn up for school. Others more specific about working with their maths or their English to improve that as well.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Now, is this any kind of initiative happening in most Australian prisons?
Not most, unfortunately. We'd certainly love to be in more prisons. We're the only national charity that works in this space. But yeah, we'd certainly like to see our services available to all kids who need it.
Yeah, right. Because I was just about to ask you, so where does your funding come from?
It's a real mixture. So from, you know, government funding, private donors, trusts and other sources, of funding.
Wow. Okay. So what is your advice for those people listening who want to get involved or maybe help or even initiate a program in a prison that maybe they know of that there isn't one already?
They can go to our website and we have a lot of information on there. They can either volunteer or get in contact with us, and we can sort of work with them in different locations.
Yeah, wonderful. And we will link your website to our website when we post the story for our podcast. But just for those listening right now at the moment, what is your website, Andrew?
Yeah, it's www.shineforkids.org.au.
And is that a four as in spelt, F-O-R?
Yeah, it's spelt F-O-R.
Yeah, perfect. Andrew, you must be a very big-hearted, wonderful man. We really appreciate you coming on this morning and talking to us. I know, as you mentioned earlier, there's a personal interest there for you as well, but you've worked in not-for-profit for a number of years, but I can imagine this is potentially one of the really rewarding roles that you've had.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, it's very rewarding. And, you know, when a little boy comes up to me and saying, you know, this is the best visit I've had with my dad for a long time, that's, you know, it's hard to beat that sort of feedback.
Oh my God, it is hard to beat. I'm welling up again. All right, I'm gonna let you go. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciated all your insights this morning, and good luck with the program.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Bye.
Okay, bye.